Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Having a good Friday wherever you are. He's Bart Scott. I'm Freddie Coleman here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. So quarterbacks, our kingdom for quarterbacks, unless you are the Green Bay Packers, because your dude is back. He's going to do it on his own terms in terms of his exit strategy, his final year, his last dance, no matter what that's going to be.
It just hit me, man. We don't have a name for our show. You know what I mean? We here together. We need to have a show or something. You know what I'm saying?
Bart and Coleman.
It's more creative than that. Like, we were the three chocolate drops yesterday.
That's true. The three chocolate drops?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? With little Teddy Ruxpin.
Ryan Smith on line one.
Ralph Trasman. He's like a little Ralph Trasman. You know what I'm saying?
So you're like BBD going on there?
Yeah, maybe we need to be Harlem Heat or something like that. I don't know, man. I'm thinking about it. We'll take suggestions from the people.
Okay, sure. Why not? At Key J and
name this show.
Name this show with Bart
Scott.
Better
not be Dumb and Dumber. I come through this phone. I will find your IP address and pull up.
Wow. As a matter of fact, speaking of Super Bowl quarterbacks, Doug Williams was on the show not too long ago, and he wants a chance to chime in on the show to be part of the Bart Scott, Freddie Coleman, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin experience. Let's bring in Doug Williams, Super Bowl champion quarterback. He joins here thanks to Progressive Insurance. And, Doug, you understand the quarterback position. You played that position in the NFL. You won a Super Bowl championship. What are your thoughts on how Aaron Rodgers has been able to orchestrate things in Green Bay?
Well, you and I both know that things have changed in the National Football League. It's become a quarterback league, and if you're good enough and play well enough, he is the MVP. It's almost like you just take power in your own hands. And I think he was in a position to make some demands. They traded for a receiver that he felt that he needed. They did that. So it's hard to argue with his situation if you give him the power. You know, the team that don't give the quarterback the power and still be able to go out and perform is the only team I know that can do that. But at this point, I think Green Bay felt like they needed Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, Doug. First of all, a pleasure to speak with you. I believe it's the first time I ever spoke, man. I appreciate everything you did for the Black African-American quarterback. You know, I wanted to talk about, we look at where we're at now, right? We understand that this is the last dance for Aaron Rodgers. No matter what, he made sure that he put provisions in his contract so likely he can get traded. You know, I'm looking at a team, and we kind of brought this up earlier in the show, that a perfect destination may be the Washington football team, right, as they have a rental right now, Fitzmagic or Fitztragic, depending on which one shows up. But Aaron Rodgers, to such a young roster with a lot of talent on the skill positions on the outside, you talk about an outstanding defense. You know, should the Washington football team start getting their house in order to make a push for potentially Aaron when he's available?
Well, you know, at this particular point, I don't think that's something that they're thinking about right now. You know, you should try to get through 2021 with Fitzpatrick. I think that'd be planning too far in advance when you don't know what's going to happen. So that's something that I don't think Coach Revere and Martin Mayhew and those guys are thinking about at this particular time. I don't know what the change of heart would be later on in the season, but right now I think they're trying to concentrate on what's going to happen in 2021.
Hey, Doug, we've seen, right, in basketball, the majority of the superstars have been African Americans. How proud are you with the ascension of the African American quarterback in the NFL and how they're using their platform for change in our society?
You know, I'm very satisfied with what's going on. You know, you hate to say that because some people take it the wrong way and look at it from a different a viewpoint. But I think we all got to realize it hadn't been that long ago that the respect of the Black quarterback in that football league hadn't been there. And now, you know, you got guys that are in position to be able to go out and talk on behalf of what's going on in the social justice situation, especially Patrick Mahomes, who has stepped out there broadly and let everybody know where he stands. I thought that was great. But at the same time, too, I think what is happening, the number of Black quarterbacks in the National Football League is growing. And, you know, I think that says a lot in itself when you got more than one guy in the league. You know, one guy in the league is hard to beat. But when you got the number of guys that are in position to play and play well in the league, you got to give them their platform.
Oh, great stuff by Doug Williams, won a Super Bowl championship with the then Washington Redskins. Joining Freddie, coming to Bart Scott on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. Speaking of quarterbacks, Ed Reed said yesterday that Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson can't put the team on his back, Doug. What do you think about that?
That's, you know, that's hard to imagine because he has put him on his back and took him to a certain point. Now, the team got to get on his back. All of them got to get on his back. You know, you can't just sit there and let a few of them get on his back, but Lamar Jackson is exactly what he's exemplified over the last few years. Electrifying. I mean, I remember when they say, you know, they say he's not a quarterback, but he threw over 30-something TDs in 1 year, and that's what quarterback does, throw TD passes. Now, you know, you can't blame him for having the extraordinary athletic talent to do what he does, and he uses it. I mean, that's something that he was born with, but it's hard to say that the guy can't lead his team and to the Super Bowl or whatever playoff as far as putting the team on his back. You know, I think I would love it. I mean, if I was playing another position and playing for the Ravens, you know, he wouldn't have to ask me to get on his back, you know, and let's do this.
I tell you what, Doug, I think those comments for Ed Reed is being taken out of context just a little bit. He was speaking about the organization in Baltimore. They understand that it takes everybody, right, and they don't put the onus on just one man, right? I remember being there with Ray Lewis, and, you know, it was a right. Shared responsibility. So he was speaking from his experience in being in Baltimore, how, you know, they put the best – you know, they put the onus on the team, not just one player. He shouldn't have to have all the responsibility, you know, just because he's the best player. You know, they have a lot of good players in that organization, knows how to surround a talented player like that with the weapons that he needs. And you look at Bateman, you look at, you know, Sammy Watkins. This, we should be able to see a better version of Lamar Jackson. But I want to focus on your former squad. How good can this defense be for the Washington football team? Because, I mean, you look at how special that defensive line is. If you can win in the trenches, then everything else falls into place.
You know, you talk about the D-line, and, you know, it's something that should be talked about. But I think at the end of the day, it's up to them. They can do whatever the heart desire, because they certainly have the talent up front to get it done. Chase Young came in last year and immediately became the leader of that defensive front. Now with a year under their belt with Jack, I think Jack understands what he's dealing with and what he's working with. And Jack probably spent the whole offseason figuring out how we can get the best out of these guys. I mean, you're talking about the front four. I think it's the front seven, you know, because you got Tim Sellers, you got Matt Ioannidis that's still on the bench, along with the four guys that you got up front. So when you talk about the defensive front, they're not hurting at all up front. Now, with the adding of Jamin Davis, the middle linebacker, along with, you know, the guys they already had, it's hard to imagine them not playing well. And then the cornerback. Got a young cornerback in Justice, you know, who has done a heck of a job this offseason, along with Will Jackson, and we know we got Fuller. So when you talk about that defense overall, especially the defensive front, it's hard not to put them on paper. Now, you know, you can write whatever you want on paper, but they got to go out and perform.
Right.
So I think it's up to them.
Doug Williams, Super Bowl champion quarterback. He is in Richmond, Virginia for the Washington football team training camp. He's been down there with him. Pleasure having him joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zoom, and Bart Scott and Freddie Coe. Mr. Williams, it was an absolute pleasure. Keep doing what
Trailblazer.
You do. Take care. No doubt. Trailblazer, the 25th power. Keep doing what you do. Take care and be well, my friend, and thank you so much.
Thank you all for having me this morning.
Absolutely. So we switch gears. We go from the NFL to
the
NBA.
Oh, yeah.
How about our man?
Show your work, Perk. Show your work, Perk.
Absolutely. Or as he likes to say, carry on. Yeah.
See, but the crazy thing, I can't bring him in like I used to because I'm his Flavor Flav, you know what I'm saying, to his Chuck D. We usually bring Perk in when it's time for the percolator. Anybody got a beach pill or something around here so I can bring my man in the right way?
The first time I've done this morning show ever, and I have this kind of stuff to go into, so I'm kind of glad I'm a part of this today. Well, you got Flavor Flav and Chuck D together, Kendrick Perkins,
Hold on, I'm talking to the back of the booth. Hold on, we have a live. We got the sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Here you we know, go. Hey, look, I'm just mad I didn't get the memo about the all red.
It's Valentine's Day.
You know, they say red looks slimming on
me. Oh, my goodness.
Lonnie Love.
Oh, I got tears right now. Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst, joining us, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromising. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman.
I thought we was going to get the people to percolate.
That's okay. He's going to percolate like he does from that standpoint. First time doing the draft, you knocked it out of the park, by the way. Number one ESPN. You're definitely able to do that, number one. Number two, now he's getting instructions from Bart Scott to make sure that he can hear stuff in the background.
It's my dog, man. It's my dog. You plug in right there,
there
Perk.
There you go. There you go.
I'm going to get that for you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on because, listen, the IFB has been kicking the ass of our boys.
Like, yeah, first Acho, Sam, Acho
couldn't get it in.
Exactly.
I don't know if you saw Acho working around, man, looking like Pops.
Well, I mean, hey, look, you know I'm new to all this technology.
That's quite all right. I still got tears, by the way, with the whole thing with Bart Scott
Can we get somebody here? Y'all ain't got them plugged into the right. Come on, man. You're killing me, Petey. You're killing me.
Bart,
stop calling out the help.
Hey, man, we got the help.
There we go.
Man, I don't know, man.
I got it together. Perk,
they just said the help, man. I don't know if you're going to have to see HR after this. You better be calling nobody to help.
Been helping us out all morning. Okay, I'm not talking about help. Help. Assistance from that standpoint. See the kind of trouble he's got me into this morning there, Perk? My goodness.
Did you see Woj, man? Did y'all hash it out, man?
Did y'all hash it out at
Did y'all
last
hash
night?
It out? Yeah, I got you out there talking all that stuff. They trade, they ain't even take the pick, man.
Man, look, Woj was dropping Woj bombs all night long. It started off way before the draft, right? They said right. On five with Russell Westbrook.
They're going to tell you to put the mic up, too, because they say that to me all the time. All
right, no problem.
There we go. Move that in. They scared to say to you, Perk. They said to me.
That's okay because he's a lot bigger.
Face. Come on, Perk.
He's a lot
Let's
bigger
go.
Than you from that standpoint. There you go.
There we go.
What do you think about the Russell Westbrook trade?
You know what? I actually love it. I mean, you look at Russell Westbrook and LeBron James. We're talking about two of the, you know, most polarizing figures to ever play the game of basketball. You know, Russell Westbrook is only 32 years of age. He still have 2 years left of playing at a high level.
Right.
And we already know, right? We keep talking about LeBron James and Father Time. Well, Father Time is not catching him no time soon. But we got to remember – right, we talk about the lack of shooting, but this kind of reminds me a little bit of the Miami days when LeBron and D-Wade were playing alongside each other. Mm-hmm. And why I say that is because they knew they wasn't the best of shooters, but they imposed their will and they in the paint. They got to the paint. They got out in transition. They was like 50% of their shots came off of post-ups.
Yeah.
This is when LeBron was in his bag. As far as working out with Hakeem Olajuwon, going down to the low block. We already know what type of guy D-Wade is. And when you look at LeBron and Russ just in particular, right, they're two of the best slashers to ever play the game, right? So I don't want to hear about Russ can't play off the ball. I don't want to hear about LeBron can't play off the ball because both of those guys are good at backdoor cutting and doing those things. And then you add Anthony Davis, right?
Yeah.
A healthy Anthony Davis. When he's healthy, he's arguably the best big in the game.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, Anthony Davis can stretch the floor a little bit because he's probably a better shooter even from three than LeBron James. But my concern is, you know, Brody's $44 million, $47 million. He's putting a lot of cheese on his taco. Who else can they go out? Because when you talk about the Miami days, I also remember them having a clutch shooter in Ray Allen. So, like, how can they go out and who do you think they should target as somebody to acquire to give them some shooting? Because shooters, you can't just find shooters.
Well, I mean, boy, you got to understand, like, all right, first of all, you're in Los Angeles, right? You're in La La Land. That's the first thing. Now you're talking about the Lakers, just one of the most historical franchises in the NBA in sports history. And now you're talking about going to play with LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Anthony Davis. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of guys out there that would take the vet minimum.
Yeah.
Guys like J.J. Redick. I mean, like,
true.
You could find shooters to come in and play with those guys. I mean, you know, and sacrificing, it's not going to be hard at all.
So we're talking about another big three, right? We went through a period in the NBA where we had big threes everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now we had big twos, right? When you think about Paul George and Kawhi, you think about LeBron and Anthony Davis. Now it looks like we're getting back to the big threes. But if you're a player, right, you talk about sacrificing maybe some money to go play with a big three. Are you picking Los Angeles or are you picking Brooklyn?
Well, you know, I'm going with Los Angeles for the sake of LeBron James, mm-hmm. right? And you know one thing about LeBron James, he knows what it takes to get to the mountaintop. I mean, look, when we talk about LeBron James' finals resume alone, it's longer than the holiday weekend. He has spun over 60% of his career in the NBA finals. Wow. So one thing about it, he's going to get you there. Right. And if you want to have a for sure guarantee to get to the finals, then you go with the Los Angeles Lakers and you put your trust in LeBron James because he hasn't let us down yet.
LeBron's your boy, right? And I don't want to be hogging, but you know what I'm saying? We got synergy. I ain't seen you in person yet. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think
LeBron James, did LeBron James either call the Uber or did he personally drive Kyle Kuzma to the airport?
I don't know, but he got him up out of there, right? They got him up out of there. And you know what? I wish Kyle Kuzma well.
But it wasn't even an Uber Black either.
Yeah, but it was. Wow. It was way past due for him to leave. I mean, because, you know, just watching Kyle Kuzma, I think he needs to be on the team. First of all, he needs to be away from Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
Right, so that he could get his mental together and focus on basketball, right? We never questioned his talent. We always question his IQ. You know, it was plays where we're like, what are you doing? Why did you make that pass? What made you take this ill-advised shot? And just he's just not that guy to come in and fit alongside Anthony Davis and LeBron James that's trying to win a title, right? And we talk about – let me talk about Russell Westbrook again because I'm excited about this team.
I could tell.
You remember Freddie? Boy, people said that Rondo and LeBron James couldn't be on the floor at the same time together.
Yeah.
But when it mattered the most, when it was closeout time, those guys were on the floor together. And what did Rondo do a great job of doing? Facilitating the offense, cutting off the ball, getting layups. LeBron James, that slice cut from the wing area. Like, they got it done.
Yeah.
All right. Great stuff by Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst and NBA champion, joined by Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. What advice would you give Bradley Beal sticking around in Washington?
See, here's the thing about Bradley Beal, and this is the sticky situation. This is when the veteran side of me kicks in. You have to look at Bradley Beal, right? If he leave, he's going to leave about $77 million on the table. And I always tell guys that, especially when I was a veteran and a rookie, that you get your money first, right? I think sometimes we all get caught up in winning championships and forget that this is a job. And to me, I never want to knock a man from getting the most money that he possibly can.
Sure.
Bradley Beal is not like a Kevin Durant or a Steph Curry or LeBron James where they making a half a billion dollars outside of basketball. So he has to capitalize on these contracts. And some guys, hey, just want to go out there and compete, play at the highest level, make all the money that they can, let the chips fall where they may. So to my advice to Bradley Beal is that, you know, do you get your money, get as much as you possibly can. And if you get up in age, you know, 2 years from now, you feel like you want to go to a team that want to go win a title, then go ahead and do so.
Okay.
So sign and trade. Well, any advice for Dame Dollar? Because he got the cheese, right? He, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if his album flopped, but you know what I'm saying? He got that cheese.
Well, you know what? I tell you, this Russell Westbrook trade probably have Damian Lillard thinking a little bit differently now, right? You look at his team and you're like, okay, the Lakers have upgraded. They added Russell Westbrook. Like, can we really get better in Portland?
Yeah.
And I think you came up with it first. You told me about it. The ideal move is to Golden State.
Woj just bust my damn bubble.
That balloon about it. And I don't know.
Well, Woj hurt my feelings. Woj told me there's no chance. And I'm trying to figure out why not, because we've seen Steph Curry can play off the ball. We've seen Steph Curry become less of himself and let Kevin Durant shine.
Well, I think here's why Woj said that. If it was going to be a chance, the chance was last night.
Gotcha.
Right? I don't know if the draft picks that Golden State pick with the 7 and the 14 pick last night, I don't know if those guys are eye candy to the Portland Trailblazers. So if you was to make a move, and if it had to be last night, would you give up the 7 pick, the 14 pick, along with a Wiseman and Andrew Wiggins, and then you package that all up, and then because to me that's a good swap.
Didn't I tell you you're gonna knock it out when you first came on my radio show?
You did, Freddie. You did, Freddie.
He was wondering, and I said, "Perk, I'm telling you, you got the skills, you got the 100. I'm not surprised." And then last night in the NBA draft, you knocked it out, my friend.
I knocked it out, and then all of a sudden I kept preaching Moses Moody, right? From the 6 through the 10, I said, you got to take Moses Moody. And when he finally got selected, I'm Moses Moody, I couldn't get it done. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Here it is. Here it is. The fact that you can laugh at yourself is a great skill, my friend.
Self-deprecation, baby. I live there, too. Oh, here we go. There go the percolator. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We ain't had no intro, but we got that outro, dog.
Always good to see you, brother.
You too, great work, brother. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, boy.
You want to put one up? You want to put one up?
Man, I don't touch basketball.
I'll take it.
See what you got.
See what you got.
Damn!
That's why he played football.
Hey, I look like Russell Westbrook. I'm building bricks, baby.
Oh, really? Oh, here we go. Russell Westbrook on line two for Bart Scott.
Oh, he don't want that smoke. I know what's a goon to a goblin. Brody. Nah, I like Brody, the Brody, man. Brody, I ain't never afraid of a man that show up and have his areolas out walking through with his shirt out.
Good Lord.
Afraid of a man with his nipples out.
Kendrick Perk at the ESPN NBA analyst joining us here. Keyshawn J. Willis Subin with Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman. We got much more on the big deals around the NBA. McKinney the Jet Smith will join us next. This is KJZ on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn J. Willis Subin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
And as far as Key goes and the diva, Key, you're so diva, it's more like Kiva should be your new name.
More from Keyshawn J. Willis Subin next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
With the first pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State University.
I'm Freddie Coleman, and this is SportsCenter Right Now. NBA draft taking place last night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. As expected, the Detroit Pistons selected former Oklahoma State star Cade Cunningham with the first pick overall. But despite that happening, the Lakers and the Wizards took center stage. They orchestrate a blockbuster trade for Russell Westbrook, former MVP. That's what sources told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. The Lakers will send Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and the 22nd overall pick last night, Kentucky big man Isaiah Jackson. Westbrook returns home because he's from Long Beach and he started UCLA in college. But those weren't the only things happening involving LA and Washington teams. In baseball, ESPN's Jeff Passan reports the Dodgers will acquire all-stars Max Scherzer and Trey Turner from the Washington Nationals in return for a package of four prospects. That trade is yet to be finalized, but all signs point to the Dodgers getting the bolster of their roster. They try to win a ninth straight NL West championship and make it back-to-back World Series championships. Meanwhile, Scherzer and Turner were not the only huge names moved yesterday in Major League Baseball. The New York Yankees added to their roster by acquiring Anthony Rizzo from the Chicago Cubs. They need his bat along with the acquisition of Joey Gallo. The Yankees rank 29th in Major League Baseball in average, OPS, and RBIs. Rizzo has hit 14 home runs and driven in 40 runs for the Cubs this season. The trade deadline is at 4 p.m. Eastern time today. You can check out the trade deadline special starting at 2 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN. And this SportsCenter update brought to you by Indeed. They bring the energy to your mornings, but sometimes the commute and those early meetings wear you out. When that happens, grab a Nature Valley granola bar and head outside for a quick mid-morning break to experience the energizing power of nature.
Zoolander.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That always feels good.
It never, ever feels bad. Bart Scott, that's him. Freddie Coleman, that's me on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zuber.
Tell him, Roger.
On ESPN Radio.
They don't know who that is.
No, they don't. And maybe they don't need to. Let's put it that way. The ESPN app and ESPN News. It's always good to talk basketball with a man who does a great job when he played in the NBA. Also, before that, he played in North Carolina. Before that, he was part of the Left Rack City Projects. And now he catches the NBA and TNT with Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and Ernie Johnson. He is Kenny the Jet Smith. We're going to talk about his Jet Academy. He's doing such a great job with that. We're going to do that in a little bit. But Kenny, I'm going to start with Russell Westbrook getting moved to the Lakers. When you heard about that, what did you think?
Well, you know, you've been hearing a lot about the Lakers trying to make one more push for one more player of that caliber. So I wasn't really surprised, you know, especially with Washington, the way they're trying to rebuild or build. So I wasn't really surprised, but it does change the dynamic of that team. The way it was built, actually, that won the championship.
I mean, we saw that, you know, we heard the rumblings of Buddy Hill. Maybe they were trying to get Buddy Hill. That fell through. But when you look at their roster now, you know, that's $44 million and $47 million. You know, do they have enough to go out and put the complementary pieces around this squad? Because they need some shooting, because we know we're not getting it from Brody.
Well, I mean, you know, you have three who arguably players that could always say they're the top five in their position. So, I mean, I'm not sure how much else you need, because two of them could be on the floor at the same time. So, you know, Anthony Davis, he's going to say, there's not four guys better than me. Russell Westbrook's going to say, there's not four guys in my position better than me. And the same with LeBron. So you have the, you know, most teams can only carry one position, two at most in a game. But these guys have been able to carry three positions for, you know, 35 to 38 minutes of a game.
Jet, you mind if I call you Jet, right? You know what I'm saying?
No question.
No, Jet, what chain reaction does this cause in the West, right? Because we have Dame Dollar that's sitting there trying to figure out if Portland can put something enough around him. We got Bradley Beal out there in Washington maybe saying, you know what, maybe I want to pair with some superstars. What's the chain reaction you think this will cause? Because you have to respond to what the Lakers just did.
Well, you know, you could respond or you could be like Milwaukee, and Giannis said, it's going to be hard, but I'm going to do it. You know, he didn't take that route of, you know, pairing up. You know, these guys are actually LeBron and Westbrook, you know, in the latter part of their careers. So, you know, it's a little different. It's not, you know, LeBron from 10 years ago or 8 years ago and Russell Westbrook from 8 years ago. So they aren't, you know, as dominant in all the areas, but they still are, top five in their position easily. And at night, they're going to be the best in their position. So I don't know if you overreact. It depends on who you are. If you're building something for the future, you continue to build. You can't pay attention to what that is. If you're trying to win it today and you're in the Western Conference, you say, well, do we have pieces that can defend those guys? I would probably say more teams are going to be looking at how to defend people more than to how to add offense.
Great stuff by Kenny Smith from Turner Sports, NBA analyst, also a two-time NBA champion, joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio. He's Bart Scott. I am Freddie Coleman. I love the question in terms of the domino effect, because this is going to affect so many teams, but also different situations, Kenny, for other guys. For example, Westbrook's former teammate Bradley Beal. I know he wants to stay behind in Washington and have his own team, but how much do you think he's looking at a different landscape now that Russell Westbrook is with the Lakers?
Yeah, I think that those guys are depending on where they are in their career. You know, again, you know, Bradley Beal is probably right at the midpoint of his career. He's like, I probably got 6 years, 5 to 6 years to play at this level. And are they building the things around me that's going to help me, you know, achieve an opportunity to win? I mean, there's only one winner every year. So, you know, you look at Utah Jazz, you know, they have the best record in the West. And then, you know, they don't win it. So only one team win it, but they had an opportunity to win it. And I think that's where, if I'm a player, it's like, I want to just have it at this stage in my career, if I'm Bradley Beal, I want to have an opportunity to win it. Maybe not. There's no definite that you're going to do it.
Jet, you're a legend, man. Everybody knows you. Everybody loves you. You're the best on TV. Has Doc Rivers reached out to you to see if Ben Simmons gave you his new number? And if so, like, where can you see that, you know, ending up? You know, do you see maybe Ben Simmons going out to maybe a Golden State? You know, you think about they have the package, right? You talk about defending. They won't need his shooting if he goes to a place like Golden State. How do you see this saga kind of playing itself out? Because we know he can't stay in Philly.
Well, you know, which is interesting to me because, you know, until this year, he didn't have that problem that drastic. You know, yeah. Could he not shoot the ball at times? Yes. Did he miss free throws at times? Yes. But did he have it this drastic? No. He was an all-star. He was an NBA all-star. He was an all-defender, all-defensive player. So, for me, and this might sound crazy, but he might be the closest player to Giannis in the league. Like, that could really just go coast to coast, rebound, defend, score in the paint. But he just doesn't do it with the frequency that he does. So, to me, that basketball is about working out and then confidence. And to me, the confidence part left him at some point last year, which he could gain back. If you get in the gym, you could get your confidence back.
Well, Jed, do you think maybe he's playing the wrong position? Maybe he should be a small forward. Maybe they should take the ball out of his hands, because you require, you know, you want good shooting from your point guard. Maybe he's playing the wrong position. You think that he'll be open to that, or do you think maybe that's the solution?
I think he's a point guard in transition and a small forward in half court. Like, I think when he gets a rebound, he is a point guard. Or on an outlet, he is a point guard. But in a half-court setting, they clog the lane. And so I would put him at the small forward, let him dive to the rim, do other things that, you know, make it a little bit easier for him to score from the inside the paint, or his, you know, or be able to post up. So I think he is a point guard in transition. Any type of transition, he does that. He makes great decisions. He finds people, and he finds himself. So I think it's just in the half court, that's where he's a small forward.
Can't let you go, Kenny, without talking about the Jet Academy. I think it's fantastic that you launched this in July of 2020 last year. It's the industry's leading streaming service for sports camps and activities launched by you. You've got Kemba Walker, Trae Young, Victor Oladipo, Breonna Stewart, Brittany Griner, so many people, men and women, helping you with this. What has this been like for you, seeing where you were able to launch last year and how it's gotten this big in a short amount of time?
Man, it's wonderful. You know, we got over 6,000 members. You know, like you said, thejetacademy.com. You sign up, you get an opportunity to work out virtually with the NBA's best. You know, they're your personal trainers, including myself. And we added Jordan Clarkson, NBA Sixth Man of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year at one time, Draymond Green, Kobe White. So we got a real all-star cast of people that will show you how the game is supposed to be played. A lot of times, you know, there are some great trainers out there, but they can't tell you when to do it. These guys tell you when to use it
and how to use it, not just doing the drill. And I think that's the difference. So if you don't want to be a scrub, sign up, man. TheJetAcademy.com, all ages, you know, 8 to 18. We're here. I'm here at the University of North Carolina. We're filming some stuff now. We got some of the virtual stuff, some of the live stuff, and it's just a lot of fun.
Oh, Jet, so you're saying I can't sign up, man? I'm trying to root a rec league. What's up?
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. All ages, baby.
Okay, all ages. Okay, okay.
All ages, man. Everybody wants to get their game better.
I heard that wrong, man.
Yeah, I'll give you a free membership. TheJetAcademy.com. I'll give you a code, brother.
That's what I'm talking about.
And by the way, weekly sessions take place every week and start at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is all about the Jet Academy, started by Kenny the Jet Smith, two-time NBA champion, and from the NBA on TNT. Always appreciate you, brother. Love the Jet Academy. Take care, Kenny, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bart Scott and Freddie Cohen and Keyshawn J.
Yeah,
Williams.
Boy.
You're trying to get that.
I'm do that new Euro league, step. Huh? I might roll my ankle trying to do a Euro step
trying
at my age,
to get to the
man.
League, huh? Trying to do that double dip, huh?
You know what I'm saying? No, well, I don't know. I set a hell of a screen.
That's okay. Good screen is a word. That's a skill.
No, I think my ceiling is big three. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying?
I can see
you in the big three.
Let me get to big three. You know what I'm saying? Big Baby Davis can sit out there with he out there with two bodies, looking like he swallowed a whole baby.
Why you gonna pick on people, man? What'd he do to you?
That's what I do, man. I'm a habitual line stepper.
I keep forgetting. You're not a habitual line stepper. You're just a line stepper. Lose the habitual part of it from that standpoint. Let's call it as it is. Keyshawn J. Willis Zubin, brought to you by Nature Valley. They bring the energy to your mornings, but sometimes the commute and those early meetings wear you out. When that happens, grab a Nature Valley granola bar and head outside for a quick mid-morning break to experience the energizing power of nature. He's Bart Scott, about to be in the big three. I'm Freddie Coleman or Keyshawn J. Will and Zubin. Call of Roulette is next. Be
shoot
a part of it. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Shoot it.
888-729-3776. It is the best way and the only way to finish your week. We'll get to that next on Keyshawn J. Will and Zubin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN Shoot the Three app.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And round it will go. Call a roulette, part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. He's Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and Sirius XM Channel 80. You know what? We got to make sure you get a chance to be heard. It is time to spin that wheel. Line one, who are you? What you got?
Yeah, this is John, Bart and Freddie, the voice, man. Love you guys. My question is this. You know, Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl and Tampa Bay Lightning won the hockey championship. Just wonder if there's any city, I know L.A.'s done it twice, you know, got two teams. Any city that has three teams that has won their major championship in that sport at the same time, calendar year or physical year. And then my second question would be, what about Dame Dollar to Dallas Mavericks to join up with Luka? Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, we know Mark Cuban doesn't mind spending the luxury tax, but I don't know if Dame Dollar is going to be seen going to a younger player. Looks like he's running to a younger player. I think You know, I mean, will it work? Yeah, but they have to try and get rid of that Porzingis contract as well. But, you know, if anybody's going to spend that extra money, you know, I think that Mark Cuban would be willing to spend that money. To ask his first question, I think
Tampa Bay.
But I think the Giants have done it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out in San Francisco, right, when they won. And then, yeah, I don't know.
Man. No, it's never happened in the four major sports.
Nope, yeah.
But in 2002, Los Angeles held the Lakers,
mm-hmm.
the Galaxy, and the Sparks, each one in the same – they all held it at the same time. 2002, but other than that, never in the four major sports.
But never to die. Okay. Yeah, okay.
That has not happened. I'd say with Tampa Bay, the only team I think can challenge the NFC would be the Green Bay Packers. I think that's their one challenge, even though the Rams had Matthew Stafford.
I'm going with Matthew Stafford, baby.
Yeah, I'll take Green Bay and Tampa Bay over the Los Angeles Rams. Okay, what's next? Line number two, you're up. Who are you? What you got?
Canada with the K from North Carolina, and I just wanted to say – I want to ask a question. Please make it make sense. All sports talk radio, everywhere I listen, they're talking about football, and they want to say that the Dallas Cowboys are going to win the NFC East. And I'm trying to sit here and say, how? How can they win the NFC East? How can they be favored when the Washington football team has the number one best defense in that division? And the number two best defense is the New York Giants, which is probably going to be the number one best defense. Of course, I'm a Giants fan, but it make sense to me. How can the Dallas Cowboys, when we know they have the worst defense out of those three teams, and the equivalent offense, I say that the Giants should have the best offense out of the three.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of ifs in this division, right? You talk about last year,
mm-hmm.
you know, Washington winning. Sometimes you can say, well, the Giants could have won it if, you know, Philadelphia doesn't put Sutfeld out there. Right now it's about, you know, you got two teams with dominant defenses and one who can have a more improved defense. You know, we watched the Colts for years with Peyton Manning win with average to subpar defenses. You know, it's wide open. You know, health has a lot to do with it. You talk about the Giants sustaining an injury on their offensive line that was already razor thin to begin with. We don't know if Lionel Collins or we know Tyron Smith can stay healthy. But then you don't know if Fitzmagic is going to be Fitztragic.
Sure.
So there's so many questions in this division that is wide open. It all depends on who's going to step up and dare to be great.
I'm with him in terms of Washington should be favored in this division, Bart, but I will say this about the Cowboys defense. That's asking a lot for a lot of rookies, especially Dan Quinn being the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
They should be better than last year because it couldn't possibly be any worse but than the defense all last year.
The crazy thing is, if you're a great coordinator, if Rex Ryan had the position players that they had on defense.
They got talented dudes.
He definitely, I mean, because you think about Lawrence and Gregory, that's a hell of a pair. You think about three of them, maybe possibly with Vander Esch and Parsons, could be the best linebacker according to business. And I like Kyle Joseph as a rangy, okay, just don't get beat over the top, you know, cover three type of cornerback as well. And Diggs and Keanu Neal was Jamal Adams before, you know, he sustained the two injuries 2 years in a row. So he's still only 25 years old. If he can kind of, you know, reboot and get his career back online, like Derwin James, he's one of the biggest hitters in the game.
Bart Scott, Freddie coming on Kayshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio. ESPN News and Sirius XM Channel 80 breaking news from the Olympics. The USA women's soccer team, they advanced to the semifinals, and it was not easy. They beat the Netherlands on penalty kicks in the quarters. They went 4-2 on penalties. They're now on the way to the semifinals of the Olympics in the U.S. women's soccer competition. Back to caller roulette. Let's spin that wheel. Line three, it's for you and me. Who are you and what you got?
This is Donald from Nashville. A couple comments. First, what do you think will happen to the transfers and all that with Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC? It seems like there'll be a lot of people in the portal now. And then also, Bart, leave the Bengals alone or Anthony Munoz is going to be coming to get you, man. Leave the Bengals alone, man.
I knew it.
You know how old Anthony Munoz is, man? I will karate Liu Kang kick him right in his chest.
Yeah, but if he puts his hands on you, that's it.
Oh, I ain't getting that close.
I don't blame you.
I treat Anthony Munoz like Baby D on Friday. Anthony, you're not going to catch me as usual.
Well, right now the Big 12 has the same amount of luck trying to catch you with Anthony Munoz as trying to catch Texas and Oklahoma. This conference is going to cease to exist in 5 to 8 years, and they know it. And right now
they're the future Big East, right?
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'll never forget this. When Penn State wanted to go to the Big East, and they decided to go to the Big Ten because the Big East didn't want them, Bart, I shook my head. I said, they're going to rule the day.
Yep.
They didn't allow Penn State to go to the Big East. And look where the Big East is now. That's where the Big 12 is headed.
Mm-hmm.
One last one for Carl.
One last one.
Spin that wheel.
Last one for the week.
That's That's right. Line four, who are you? Make it quick.
ESPN and Work Me Like Django this week.
This is Zach from Florida. My question is kind of a follow-up to caller number three. With all the changes in college football and everything going on, how long until college football just does away with the NCAA altogether?
I mean, this has been a trend and something that people have been saying all along. We heard Acho come in and talk about, you know, how much money that the SEC is generating, especially with their TV deals. I don't think it's long because realistically, what does the NCAA really do for the conferences? Yeah. I don't think much, right?
Yeah, so, if Bob Bolsey worried about his Big 12 being the commissioner, then Mark Emmert should really be afraid when it comes to the NCAA. Great stuff by Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman. Have a great weekend. This has been Keyshawn and J. Will and Zubin on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and the ESPN app.